Just before dawn on Saturday, July 10th, around 100 Native activists and supporters gathered outside the end of the Oregon Trail Museum in Oregon City to begin a sacred run. The runners stretched and prayed and prepared themselves to run 49 miles in a relay. Their destination was the Chamawa Indian Boarding School in Salem, one of only four Native boarding schools for high school age students that are still active and open in the United States. The school opened in 1880 and has had a long history of abuse and neglect of the Native children who were sent there, many of whom were taken from their families by force. A recent study conducted by Native scholar Marcia Small found over 200 human remains at the Chamawa School, many of which are in unmarked graves. Zelma Walsey led the opening prayer at Saturday's event. Zelma and her four children, the youngest of whom is just 9 years old, were among the runners passing the baton from Oregon City to Chamawa School in Salem. She is also an alumnus of Chamawa School herself.
I went to Chamawa. I graduated in 1990. I went from 86 to 90. And my grandmother and her sisters both got sent to Chamawa when they were 5 years old. And they used to tell the stories about the kids that didn't make it back for all kinds of reasons. And illnesses, polio, measles, hunger, abuse. And she carried that with her all her life. And now that we're bringing awareness to it, we're doing the run as a part of a healing, because I'm really fortunate that my grandmother made it back and her sister, but there was a lot that didn't. So.
And I understand there's recently been a finding of grave sites there at Chamawa.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot of marked graves that don't have the names. They just have a little stone on them. And we've always done a memorial in May for those kids. But now that they're actually trying to identify the kids, that's just really wonderful. That's, like, going to bring a lot of healing to a lot of families. I mean, when you think about a parent not wanting their child taken away in the first place and then just always waiting for them to come home, it's just the most painful thing to think about. It's just tragic.
Do you think that if they really start to investigate this at Chamawa and other schools, that the extent of the deaths will reach what they're finding in Canada?
Oh yes, easily. I believe so, because you have the children that got sent to the Catholic schools, the missionaries, the military schools. You know, my grandma had eight brothers and sisters, and they all got split in different directions from Pendleton to Seattle to Salem. And, you know, and as a small child, they didn't have the means to run home or leave. And it was, yeah, they're going to find a lot of things out.
That must have been just so traumatic for your grandma. Did she talk about how that affected her and her brothers and sisters?
She did not. She would talk about it very rarely. But when she did, it was always really painful. So, yeah, it was a lot of intergenerational trauma in trying to learn how to raise her daughter. She wasn't parented. She was sent to boarding school. So my mother didn't know how to parent me. She sent me to boarding school. And so I'm really trying to break this cycle by taking parenting classes and relearning how to parent children in this day and age.
The runners wore orange t-shirts that read 215, indicating the number of children's bodies that have been discovered so far, buried on the school grounds. After passing the baton throughout the day, the group reached Salem late in the hot afternoon and held a rally and ceremony to honor the children who died at Chamawa and those who survived. U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American to hold that office, has called for an investigation of federally run Native boarding schools across the U.S., which will likely include an investigation of Chamawa Indian School in Salem, Oregon. The Oregon group is organizing under the hashtag #EveryChildMatters on social media. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.